I'm joined by Raja Altali from the Center for Civil Society and Democracy in Syria. Raja, just explain some of the work that the center's doing.
Basically, when we start the center, when we were like a group of activists, we decided that we want to establish a center that get Syria ready for democracy and also for civil society. We decided that we want to have like independent center from any political agenda and from any religious agenda that seeks support and strengthen civil society and democracy and to promote the values of freedom, justice and coexistence.
Is Syria ready for a kind of post-Assad world?
Like, especially the civil activists in Syria are preparing themselves. Like, in each province, you see activists are grouping together and preparing themselves for the post-Assad regime. And especially, like, through the activities that we are doing in the center, through workshops and meeting and discussion forums, you see, like, people are accepting our ideas on civil society, democracy, transitional justice, and institution development, etc. very well. They are like eager to hear more and to learn more, especially among the youth and women. Like in our goals in the center to concentrate on the youth and women, and you can see that they are like absorbing the ideas and the thoughts and the mechanisms very well, and they are eager to learn more and do more.
Where are you based currently?
I am based in Gaziantep, Turkey.
But what about the centers in Syria?
So we have groups are working inside Syria in many provinces, active group in 5 provinces, and also it's Damascus suburb, and Al-Hasakeh, Aleppo, and Idlib, who are doing like continuous activity. But our strategy is at most, like in 4 to 5 months, we will have active group in each province inside Syria.
And this is done in secret, as it were. It does not have the endorsement of the Syrian government.
Definitely. I mean, so we have 2 challenges. Not only the challenge of being secret in front of the Syrian government, which basically prohibits any kind of like civil activities, even like discussion forum about like very important topics, like how will be the system, like the governance system after the fall of the regime, or also transitional justice, or like even like coexistence, like fighting extremism. Even discussion about this kind of stuff is prohibited inside Syria. So all of our activists who are working with us in CCSDS, they are working in secret and in a small group. And of course, it's different from government to another government, because like in the liberated area, you can act easier. But still, we are having another challenge, which is like the civil society is a new concept for the Syrian people, and to work as institution, it's a little bit of challenge.
You say it's a challenge. Is it a struggle conveying to Syrians the importance of this, given the surely their priority is safety and humanitarian aid?
Definitely. So, I mean, in the same time, even though it's a challenge, because like people are more concentrating on how they will keep themselves alive, and also like not only like from the bombing and from the bombing from tanks or from the plane, but also they are managing like very hard life. Like, for example, there are areas where there is no electricity, there is no water, there is no bread. So they are like struggling in their daily life. And even though when you discuss with them like important concepts like fighting intercommunal conflicts or fighting sectarianism or preparing ourselves for transitional justice, like held people accountable or like compensation for the people who lost their homes or maybe their farms, etc. They accept, they are willing to hear and to be active and to do things which will help the society better.
Isn't it too early to be talking about human rights and democracy, given the more urgent needs?
It's never too early. Actually, it's even sometimes we think it's even late, because when we are talking about the human rights, you need to talk about it in all the aspects. Like even like talking with the people with the people who are involved with the Free Syrian Army. It's a very important discussion now, because some people are violating the human rights law, not because like the main reason that they don't know about it. Like, you need to explain to them what does it mean to how to treat the captive people, how to treat children. Like, children shouldn't pick up arms and fight with the Free Syrian Army or like to be involved with the battle. So this is very important concept that everyone should know, and actually it should be even like it's never too early.
How close or far off is Syria from forming some kind of network of civil society organizations?
So there are many like newborn organizations that they are established, but mainly they are established in a local area, and this is very understandable because it's you know, they're like, for I can give you example of Hama. Like 1 month ago, there was like checkpoints almost in every neighborhood. Like, if you want to move, I'm talking about Hama city, if you want to move from one neighborhood to another, then you pass at least one or two checkpoints. So this is why it's understandable to see that people cannot really connect with each other much. But on a local basis, there are many group of people who are like working to provide like humanitarian aid or to improve schooling, to do activities with children. But this is the main goal for our center, and for to cooperate and partner with other organizations who are working on local basis, or even are working like with different who are doing activities in different governments. And this is like promoting civil society. It will be very helpful for the post-Assad regime here.
Is this aimed at replacing the Ba'ath Party network that's been built up under the Assads?
It's not exactly political party. This is important. I mean, when it comes to politics, there are many differences. So this is why it's important to keep the society hold together without being involved in politics or in religion. Being independent, it's a very key concept in order like to be in the same distance from everyone.
Would you work with members of the current government?
Let me explain to you. Any people who are accepting the goals that we are believing in, which is respecting human rights and also like being able to accept that everyone who committed crimes to be held accountable for their crimes, also to promote democracy, like everyone who is involved in politics should be elected, not nominated, even on very small scale, we are ready to work with. This is why I'm saying that it's very hard now to work with the current government, because the current government don't have this concept, or they don't believe in it. The people who are believing in this current government.
What's the danger of not doing this type of work? Is there a risk that Syria could repeat what happened in Iraq?
Definitely there is a risk from sectarianism, civil war, or like intercommunal conflicts, because Syria is a mosaic. People are in general peaceful, but you know, in order to have conflict, it starts with very small things. So in order to raise awareness about the danger of civil war, and also with all this amount of killing and torture and misery inside Syria, there's no really any standard for life, for human life right now. As I said before, the main even bread, it's not there. Even medicine is not there. When you are listening to people, when you hear all the disaster that's happening, one would understand that working on civil society is very important in order to keep the society together.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.